Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Echebarren. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Harden. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Harden. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The right fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belunger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Wagner trying to get to third. Blair throws the ball into Robinson, who tags Wagner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is called out on strikes. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andy Echebarren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echebarren hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Berry. Blair reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. There goes Echebarren trying to get to home. Davis throws the ball into Aparicio, who relays the ball to McNerney, who tags Echebarren, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 1-0, Orioles. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Robinson. Ward moves to third. Berry moves to second. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. Berry scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden is called out on strikes. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buford scores. Bellinger moves to second. It's Orioles, 2, White Sox, 2. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Bellinger moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Echeverrin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden is 0-for-1 in the game. Harden strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Powell. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Powell steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson is walked intentionally. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNerney hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. John is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Berry. Blair reaches second base with a double. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden is 0-for-2 in the game. Harden bunts towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Blair moves to third. One out. Don McMahon now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wagner. Buford reaches second base with a double. Blair scores. It's 4-2, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Buford steals third. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams pinch hits for Jerry McNerney. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson pinch hits for Don McMahon. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Dwayne Josephson now catching. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Echeverry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward juggles the ball. That's an error on Ward. Johnson moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden is 0-for-2 in the game. Harden strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Echeverry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Causey fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.